Our theme for Advent has been seeing Christmas. Just want to see this thing that has happened, that the Lord has made known to us. We talked about seeing his greatness. First thing said about him by Gabriel is, he will be great. Mary's song, my soul magnifies, declares the Lord to be great. My spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior. Here is the well of life, of joy. And we talked about, we beheld his glory. We're thankful for all the earthly and human elements in the story, because the story involves us. We needed one who would become one of us, who would live among us. But we do need to see who it is who became one of us. The one who became flesh was the only begotten Son of the Father, the Word, who was there in the beginning, who was with God and was God, through whom everything that was made is made. That's who became flesh, and we beheld his glory, full of grace and truth. And last week we talked about the consolation of Israel. That Christmas brings comfort and consolation for all the broken things of earth, for all the marred things, for the sad things, for the bad things of earth. It's important to find in Christmas comfort and consolation. Today, the last week of Advent, as we heard in our children sharing, as we heard in the Christmas story, when those angels appeared to the shepherds, they said they were bringing tidings of great joy, which should be to all of the people. The actual content of those tidings of great joy, was this. Today, in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. So the tidings was, today you're given a Savior. What God gave us for Christmas, what did you get from God? The answer to that is he gave us a Savior, a very great Savior, Christ the Lord. But he was given to us that we might be saved. The Greek word for Savior is soter. That one up there on the top, in English letters there. So that's the Greek word for Savior, soter. Your soteriology is your doctrine of salvation. So the good tidings of great joy is that one has been born who can save you, save me, save the world. A Savior, a soter, is what each one of us needs in order to be saved, in order to live saved. And so God gave a soter, a Savior, and any who believe in him will no longer be unsaved, no longer have to live unsaved lives. And that brings up another Greek word, that second one up there that I want to share with you, asotia. So soter, Savior, and then asotia. You can see the S-O-T in there. It's the same root as in soter. So the word has something to do with being saved, with salvation. But the A that's in front of it negates it. Just like theist to atheist. A theist is a person who believes in God. Negate it with an A to atheist, and you get one who doesn't believe in God. So, asotia is literally without salvation. It's got the salvation word in there, but it's negated. So it's without salvation. So an obvious, but a really important point. When you have a soter, a Savior, you don't have to live asotia, without salvation. because the Psalter brings salvation. So let me show you a couple verses where we find in the scripture asotia, living without salvation. One place it's found is in the story of the prodigal son. It's out of Luke 15. He, that's the dad, remember, he's got two sons, an older and a younger one. The younger one comes and says he wants his inheritance. So the father divided his wealth between them. And not many days later, the younger son gathered everything together and went on a journey into a distant country. And there he squandered his estate with loose living. Now, when he had spent everything, and you know the story, he finds himself feeding the pigs and wishing that he could eat what the pigs are being given before he comes to his senses and returns home. But the father gives the son his inheritance. The son goes into a far country, and the whole inheritance, he squanders his inheritance living asotia. That's how he squanders his inheritance, living asotia. It's translated there with loose living. The whole inheritance goes down the drain, and he ends up with nothing. Nothing is saved. He's living asotia. The whole inheritance is gone. It all evaporates. So the prodigal son lived a life, asotia, lost all of his inheritance, and he just evaporated. So another instance, we find that this exhortation in Ephesians chapter 5, do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. So it's an exhortation not to get drunk with wine, but to be filled with the Spirit. The reason given for why you should not get drunk with wine, it is asotia, to get drunk with wine. Often translated as it is here, dissipation. Maybe you can have fun and feel good while you're getting drunk, but tomorrow brings a hangover. If you've ever got drunk, you know, right? The day after, it all dissipates. Nothing gets saved. If you get drunk, it's living asotia. It might be fun while it happens, but nothing gets saved. It all dissipates. So here, Paul encourages us, don't get drunk with wine, because that dissipates. It's asotia. Be filled with the Spirit. So asotia. Perhaps few words better describe how many lives are actually lived than that word. Many lives are lived where nothing gets saved. It just dissipates. If this wasn't Christmas, I would maybe dwell longer on that, but it would discourage all of us, so I won't. But a lot of lives are lived with things, the inheritance just dissipates, it evaporates. It goes away until it's all gone. There is that getting drunk in the moment. And there's that flurry of spending the inheritance when you first got it, when you first got the check. But it is lived asotia, without salvation, and nothing gets saved. It all dissipates after a while. It might seem good while it lasts, the getting drunk, the spending the inheritance, but it doesn't last long. Living asotia is living a life where you get your 15 minutes of fame, and then it dissipates. That's a perfect example of living asotia. You got 15 minutes in the limelight, in the glory, and then it dissipates. It fades. It goes away. So with that in mind, that the good tidings of great joy is you get a soter. Without a soter, you live asotia, without salvation. Nothing gets saved. It just fades, evaporates. With that in mind, I want to call attention to just a couple of really neat verses in the Christmas story. So out of Luke, Mary treasured all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds went back, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, just as had been told them. We often read these verses as simply the concluding wrap-up verses to Luke's Christmas narrative. You know, all the things have happened, the shepherds have gone, they've seen Jesus, they've told others as they've passed them, and now they're going to go back to their pastures. And so we're told that Mary treasured all the things that have been happening, and the shepherds go back glorifying and praising God. So we often read those simply as the wrap-up verses, but they testify to something really wonderful. Christmas is the birth of a Savior, of a Soter. And when you have a Soter, you no longer have to be, and you no longer have to live asatia. When you have a Savior, things get saved. They are not going to simply dissipate, evaporate, fade away. When you have a Savior, at the end of the day, you will have something to treasure. Christmas doesn't simply leave you with a hangover the next day. Christmas will leave you with a treasure. You'll be able to ponder it. New facets of that treasure, unnoticed before, will keep surfacing. There will be dimensions of that treasure that you didn't perceive at first, but then you'll see it has a height that you didn't realize, and a depth that you hadn't plumbed, and a width that you hadn't realized before. But when you get Christmas, you get a treasure. You don't just get a hangover the next day. And when you have a Savior, you can go back home. You can return, not with an emptiness, not with it's all gone and spent, but you can return with a joy and with a glory and with a rejoicing that doesn't fade, that stays with you as you go back. So you can return rejoicing and praising God. I think a question that should be asked of many things is what happens tomorrow? It's a question that should be asked of many things. What happens tomorrow? There are a lot of things that do quite well the day of, but they don't do so well the day after. Getting drunk with wine can go quite well the day of, but the day after, all the fun has dissipated. You just have the hangover. The prodigal son probably had a riot while he was living riotously. That's how I think the King James translated it. He squandered it in riotous living. So he probably had a riot while he was doing that. So it went very well the day of. But soon the inheritance was squandered. It all dissipated. Nothing was saved. And then he felt like the pigs had a better deal than he had. So what happens tomorrow? So here's something I want you to see about this thing that has happened, about this thing that we call Christmas. That when you see Christmas, you see a Savior. When you have a Savior, things are going to be saved. You'll be able to go back home, rejoicing and praising God if you have a Savior. Not going to just fade, not going to dissipate, not all going to just melt away, it's not all going to just be lost. When a Savior was born, you don't have to live asatia anymore. Tomorrow, and the day after tomorrow even, in fact, indeed forever, there will be reason, if you have a Savior, to rejoice, to praise. That's what being saved means. It sticks around. You saved it. And because of Christmas, tomorrow you'll have something to treasure. Tomorrow you'll have a treasure. You'll have something worth pondering. You won't have plummeted to all the depths of it or measured all its full dimensions. The mercies and the glories of it will become new every morning. But when man turned away and disobeyed God in the garden, way back there with Adam and Eve, part of the judgment, part of the curse, was that life would be vain. That you began as dust, to dust you will return. That's part of the curse. It's going to be a zero-sum game. You brought nothing in, you will take nothing out. Life would be asatia because of man's disobedience. It would be here today, but it will all dissipate tomorrow, and you'll end up with nothing. Started with nothing, you'll end up with exactly the same thing with nothing. A life will be asatia. But then some angels over the fields of Bethlehem said, "We bring you tidings of great joy. Living asatia can be over because a soter, a savior, is being given to you." In the path of everything that was always going the way of all the earth. If I told you this coming week I'm going the way of all the earth, what would that mean? It means I wouldn't be here next week, right? That very phrase, everything on earth fades away, dissipates, and is soon gone. Everything being dissipated, everything being lost, those angels over Bethlehem said, wait, now, here's a soter, things can be saved, including you. You can be saved. I can be saved. So I want you to see Christmas, and when you see Christmas, see this thing that has happened. I want you to see that you have a treasure that will last. I don't know if you think Donald Trump has made America great again or not. But whether he has, you would be a fool to think the greatness is going to last. If you think 2,000 years from now America's going to be great, it's not going to happen. It's going to dissipate. Because America, the life of America, is asatia. It doesn't get saved. But if you see Christmas, you can find a treasure that will last. And if you see Christmas, you can return. You can go back home rejoicing, glorifying, praising God. To be very honest with you, I am not at all fussy whether you celebrate the Christmas holiday or not. I kind of think you might enjoy it, so please do. But I would be fine if you eliminated the Christmas season from your calendar. I would not have a problem with that. So I'm not fussy whether you celebrate the Christmas holiday. Much more important than how you handle the Christmas season is that you find in Christmas the means not to live asatia 365 days a year. That's what's important. You can dispense with a celebration if you so chose, but you need to find in Christmas the means not to live a life that's asatia the whole year. It doesn't dissipate, doesn't just fade. It's not just fun in the moment, and then tomorrow you have to pay the piper, or however you choose to say it. When you have a Savior, surely goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life. And then you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's what being saved is about. When you have a Savior, the last verses of the story will not speak of just things fading, waning, passing away, dissipating. When you have a Savior, the last verses of the story will speak of having a treasure that will never fade away, will never pass. And when you have a Savior, you can speak of a path that you can walk that will forever remain full of glory and praise and rejoicing. I hope I said it well enough for you to pick up. That is so unlike earthly paths. A path that remains forever. One of rejoicing, one of glory. So when you have a Savior, the last verses of the story testify that salvation has come. I'm saved. You're saved. Salvation has come to us. So see this thing that has happened. See the greatness of it. See the glory of it. The glory of the only begotten of the Father. See the consolation of it. The comfort. It doesn't just disregard all the sorrows and the brokenness and the marring of earth. It comforts us amidst all the afflictions that come our way. So see the consolation that Christmas brings. And then see the salvation. It's the undoing of asatia, the soter. It's tidings of great joy which shall be to all the people. So I hope you see those things. It's what God has done. It's what has happened. So Merry Christmas. So I'm going to invite Steve to come back. The tradition is we're going to close our service just singing Silent Night. But before we sing Silent Night, Steve is just going to play through the song, All Is Well. Heaven and earth rejoice. Salvation has come. So just take a moment, just reflect. Ponder the treasure that your own heart rejoice and glorify because of a Savior. Things aren't going to be lost. Things will be saved. All is well. So Merry Christmas, LCF.